Hi, today I'm going to talk about a mistake that many businesses make because they don't really understand exactly what commenting is. So, if you want to find out more, listen on. Hello, I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads on to ideal clients. What should you do, never do when commenting on a blog? Well, the most big no-no of anybody commenting on a blog is self-promotion. Commenting is not a vehicle for self-promotion. It is somewhere to communicate, to respond, to continue the conversation, to continue the subjects in the post itself. It is not somewhere for you to blurb on all about your business and how wonderful it does. There are ways and means of doing this. I will explain it a bit at the end, but you do not use commenting to promote your business or yourself. In fact, you generally don't talk about yourself unless it's extremely relevant to the post in question. For example, you could have an anecdote or story that's relevant. But if you're doing it purely for self-promotional reasons, the answer is definitely a no-no because it's not tolerated within the blogosphere. It's actually disrespectful to the author for you to comment, go on about yourself and your business. They put a lot of hard work into creating their blog. They want to tell you about a particular something or subject or notion or an idea or an observation or whatever they're blogging about. And they don't want someone like you coming along and saying, ah, yes, but my product XYZ is absolutely brilliant and you should definitely buy it. And I think that, if you don't, then you will suffer ABC and all that, blah, blah, blah. No, we're not interested in that comment. That's enough. That's definitely not on. We're not having any of that. Thank you very much. So, and partly this because it shows desperation. It actually shows you are desperate to promote your product or your service. It is not the way to do it. The way to do it is to create a relationship first with the particular readers, so they then can come along and find out more about you the correct way, not you push, push, push all the time with your product or your service in a place that's inappropriate and disrespectful and irrelevant to whatever's been talked about on the post on the blog. So, obviously, doing this makes you look like a complete idiot, but also makes you look like a spammer. And that is something you do not want to be seen as a spammer or even a troll if you start to get a bit agitated and heated under colour about this. Spammers have only one function, and that is to get whatever they're there for people to react to, and that is to either promote some ridiculously irrelevant information or business or product or service, or just to be horrible and annoying and totally disrespectful to the author in the first place. So do not look like an idiot and do not look like a spammer, which means you do not promote your business in a comment. The only way you can get around this is actually if you can provide really good, valuable information that totally enhances the post and continues the conversation by being extremely helpful to other people. And you don't actually mention your product or your service, you just mention what the benefits it can have to the people who are reading it. So if you are successful in talking about the benefits and how it can make a big difference to people's lives, and how they can suddenly become totally transformed by the information you're giving, which obviously comes from a particular product or service, then they're going to be perhaps interested and may want to find out more, which they can do by clicking the link behind your name in your comment. You do not mention the actual product or name because that would be definitely spamming. Thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk. that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads on to ideal clients. If you'd like to know a bit more about what I've just said in this video, send me a message so we can have a little chat.